Alon Mittelport, welcome to Startup Nation United. Very difficult circumstances, but in the next short session, we're going to hopefully create internal inspiration and external inspiration as to what does it mean for groups and organizations to come together under a unified mission in time of conflict, in time of war, in time of heavy, heavy hearts and a lot of sadness, but through a united effort, creating very positive impact in an ecosystem. It's been phenomenal to see what our ecosystem has been creating over these last several weeks in light of the terrible, terrible events from October 7th and onwards. And I'm very much looking forward to getting inspired from the story of Maven and the organization you're part of and your personal involvement there. Tell me, before we even talk about the, you know, October 7th and the efforts that you've been doing, shed some light for me on who you are, what is Maven in the outside of the context of the war?
Yeah. So Mavens is, we were originally established as StoreMaven. The company has existed for about 8 years, if I'm not mistaken. And originally the company dealt mostly with app store optimization. So we would have different clients that we would help with optimizing their pages and their stores on the app stores. But the company was acquired approximately over a year ago by Zynga, the mobile gaming company. And basically, to try and sum up what we do is we create technologies that are intended to help Zynga with monitoring audience reaction to games, measuring how the games perform with users. And also there's a lot to do with creative efforts, with trying to optimize the creatives that Zynga creates for the games, for the way the games are marketed and for the ads that the games have. So what's interesting is that even though the company was acquired, we still remain very much the company that we were within Zynga. So the nature of our work has changed, and obviously we got somewhat bigger, but the DNA that the company had, I think, really sustained itself through the acquisition, and it's something that I think is also very evident in the efforts that we have these days, in this kind of the way we all grouped together and this instinct we all had of reaching out to each other and see how we can help.
Phenomenal. Wonderful. Tell me a little bit about where you were on October 7th in the morning. Where did this whole thing catch you?
So when it started, I was sleeping early in the morning. There was I woke up from the sound of the intercepts of the rockets over Tel Aviv, and I remember waking up and thinking, okay, that sounds like a rocket interceptions, but just I had this thought that said, well, you know, it happens sometimes. Maybe it's not an out of the ordinary event. And I was woken up by a phone call from my mom who said, you should really, open the television and see what's happening in the news. And still there was, I think, maybe some denial. Like in the first couple of minutes, I still thought, well, maybe it's just, you know, some guys got through the fence or whatever. I don't know if maybe it's not as bad as it looks, but it became clear very, very early on that we're looking at something very different. And then, you know, we all have our friends on WhatsApp who some, you know, I used to work in media before. Yep. I worked for Mavis.
You are a correspondent for, yeah, Israel, right?
I was a correspondent for Channel 13. So, you know, you have the friends, you have the WhatsApp groups, and it was very clear early on what was happening.
And wow. What happened then? So, you know, fast forward, Maven is taking part in a variety of efforts from funds to hands-on activity, taking an active role. But let's talk a little bit about how the events transpired from that moment that we realized that something was going on. What really went down there? What was the progress?
So early on, it started right in the first day or two. It started as more of kind of independent, just a need and a will by people to do something. It wasn't really an organized effort yet. And, you know, we get on Zoom, we talk to each other. And each person tries to sort of figure out, okay, what is the area that I think I could probably fit in with? Already very early on, there was talk about the whole issue of public diplomacy and the way things are seen in the media. So I started to think, well, okay, maybe I can somehow fit into that. And people who come from a more tech side start to think of, okay, how can we help? I think it took a couple of days for things to get really, to become more organized. And the way we work now is there are a couple of initiatives like flag initiatives that are supported by us. The main thing is there is a fund that was started by Zynga with a $300,000 fund that is sifted
through. This is by Zynga, the global company.
Yeah, this is by Zynga, but sifted through us to different
of
initiatives.
Of course.
Yeah. The majority of that fund is dedicated to helping families who have orphans now as a result of the attack. There are different families. One of them families with babies. And there is a large sum of that fund that goes into helping them with food, shelter. Some of them need transportation because they've been displaced.
And how and why did you choose that as the main source of contribution? Because many ways to help. You chose this specific one. Tell me a little bit more.
I think there was a sense, and I think that sense still exists today, that first of all, you know, if we put aside everything that's going to happen now and any kind of assistance that we can still do, there was a basic sense that we all had of just the immense tragedy that the people who live in what is referred to as Otef Aza have been going through. And I think it was very clear early on that, you know, without even talking about what's going to happen and what how things are going to evolve, we understood that there are people whose lives have been impacted not for the next month or two, but basically for the rest of their lives. And I think it was and still is very important for us to make a difference in things that are not just the needs that are happening now, which is also important. We have initiatives along that line, but mostly to see how can we help people years forward. And so that's a big effort, but it's not the only thing that the funds go to. There are also things that really are more in the basic day-to-day needs of other people. So for example, there was a big need in some communities for suitcases because people were displaced and they had to move around things that they had in their homes, and they had to move sometimes from the north to from the south to the north. So we helped them with that. There are initiatives. A lot of them are not just funded by that fund, but also our people take an active role in that. Packaging food, sending supplies, for example, volunteering for organizations like Latet, which had to do with food packaging.
And how is that? How does this impact the day-to-day? So, you know, how does Maven look like, you know, the day before the war started and the day after, from an organization's perspective, you know, internal communication, energy levels, employee engagement, you know, what's happening there?
So I think the interesting is that there are basically two efforts. One effort is the effort that we all take part in, which is the actual assistance and thinking what are the initiatives we can take part in and where can we donate. And the other effort that is done by the company, by Mavens as a company, also by Zynga, but what we feel more directly is by Mavens, which is ensuring that everybody's okay, everybody's not just physically safe, but everybody's also coping mentally. It's very important for everybody to make sure that, yes, we all want to contribute, we all want to do stuff, but it's also very, very natural for a person to feel that he's not up for it at the moment. And there are also people who have been very directly impacted by the events of October 7th. So making sure that everybody has the space to contribute, but there is no pressure and you do things in your own pace. And we get calls from our managers on a daily basis to make sure that we're fine, that we're safe, that we don't need anything. This is also something that is very much felt from Zynga as a company, as a corporation. The safety of their employees in Israel, making sure they have mental health if needed, making sure that that people are communicated to with their managers. And with regards to the actual initiatives, I think you could see very early on that the company just made a giant shift. There are a lot of people in Mavens who this is now their, I don't know exactly how long it will be that way, but this is now the main focus of their work. And teams that were set up very early on, I mean, I have old days that this is what I deal with, and people who do it much, much more than me, and things happen very quickly. You can really feel it that things are set up in a way that is, we look at it as a project, and the deadlines are sometimes, you know, they have repercussions for lives in this case, as opposed to our everyday job.
Mm-hmm. There was this particular one that caught my attention of with trauma therapists, and I believe it was it's run by Sharon, senior product, yes, senior producer at Mavens. Tell me a little bit about this.
Yes, this is really an amazing initiative that Sharon took upon herself of taking, I don't remember the exact number of therapists, but taking therapists who basically do it on a volunteering basis and connecting those therapists to people who now need, mostly people who have been impacted directly by the events and who now need mental health. Obviously, we as employees in the company, we're not a therapist, but what we can contribute to that and what we do is basically we refer to it as marketing, but it's not really marketing. It's more making sure that we find the right therapists, wherever they may come from, and that we connect them to the right people and that people know that this exists. It connects a little bit to another project that we have, which is more of a tech project, but it's kind of similar, which is something called Ezra, which is basically a system that was developed by people in our R&D department, which is dedicated to connecting people who can and are willing to help with people who may need that help, not just on a mental health basis. It's basically somewhat of a chatbot where you can go in and say, hey, I'm looking for a person who can help me get groceries to people who need help. I'm a mental health person who wants to help whoever we can. And that chatbot connects you to other people. And there are already dozens of people who we're connected to it.
That's incredible. What has been your personal experience working through this and experiencing this? And this vibrancy of creation, of people coming together, what has it been like being at the center of all this?
It's been it's a weird experience, I think, for everybody, because first of all, just on a personal basis, I still I find myself almost every day in disbelief that it happened and that this is what we're now living through. I think, however, that inserting ourselves into situations where we can be effective and we can be helpful in creating issues, it helped us not just feel that we're doing something good. I think it also helps us cope with it. It's obviously difficult to work on the regular everyday projects we have these days, and I think that if we were not doing something to help, a lot of us would just be kind of sitting and. These are not good days to be sitting around in front of the television.
No, they're not.
With everything that we're seeing. So it's been very helpful. It also forces us, quote unquote, to do something which we might not have done otherwise, which is to interact with as many people in the company that we can. I'll just give you a brief example. Maybe you saw it in the materials. We have a project called Dance Louder, which is...
Yes.
That's the bracelets. Yeah, that we created and designed and we now give in honor of those who lost their lives at the Nova Festival. So regardless of the fact that I think it's an important thing to do, it also, we get out of the house, we meet each other, people who I would usually meet in an office, I now meet them in a very different surrounding. It helps keep you connected to the place you work for.
Yeah, I completely see that. And I think on a larger note, you know, what I've been experiencing and observing over the last, couple of weeks as we've been doing this is really what you're mentioning, both the first of all, there's the terrible events that happen, and every person has their own personal relationship to what happened, and a deep sense and wanting to contribute. Then there's a deep sense of wanting to be meaningful and to do something and not sit at home and be a bystander. And at the same time, what's been really remarkable is that then organizations like Maven and Zynga and others have really come together to support people, support employees, create and facilitate an environment that catalyzes this creation, not for one project, not for two, but it sounds like what you've described here is that Zynga and Maven actually helped facilitate an environment as a platform for initiatives, and which is really remarkable. And whether it's directly done by Zynga or Maven, or whether it's the fact that employees came and just did it, but they were able to do it. And we all know that, you know, not every place to work, you know, allows you to just go and fulfill on this drive. I think that's really, really great. And I think that's a big takeaway that I'm coming out of this conversation with. And you know, as an entrepreneur and as a CEO, I aim to be a platform creator like what you're describing here, where in these times the people that work with me and around me have the capacity and the tenacity to go and create. So Alon, thank you very much for sharing.
Sure.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.